From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Early Wednesday morning, the Fortuna Police Department Communications Center got a report of a woman in the area of Riverwalk Drive in Fortuna that appeared to be intoxicated. Officers and city ambulance and fire personnel went to the scene. The 24-year-old woman taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where she later died. The identity of the victim will be made available after notification of next of kin. Two women under arrest after a routine traffic stop led to the discovery of illegal weapons. Around 11 yesterday morning, a deputy with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office saw a truck with expired tags traveling south on Scenic Drive. While conducting a traffic stop, the deputy learned that the passenger of the vehicle was on probation with a search clause. During a search of the vehicle, deputies found two loaded pistols, one of which had the serial number removed, along with metal knuckles and a weighted metal baton. The driver, 38-year-old Leslie Carlson of Arcata, arrested on a number of counts, also under arrest. The passenger, 28-year-old Kayla Catherine Harris Atkins of Miranda. They face a number of weapons charges and are behind bars. Partnership Health Plan of California, awarding just over $1 million in grants to the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services for construction of permanent supportive housing for homeless residents, as well as some accompanying services. The funding, one of two dozen awards totaling $25 million made by PHC for housing-related projects across the Medi-Cal Managed Care Plan's 14-county service area. Through that grant program, PHC is seeking to address the critical housing and housing-related needs affecting the health of its more than 560,000 members. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office enlisting the help of a number of public safety agencies in an attempt to try to find the vehicle still submerged in the Eel River in the area of Leggett. Among those, Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Boat Team, the California Highway Patrol helicopter based in Redding, the Piercy Fire Department, and Leggett Valley Fire Department. Once the vehicle is located, a recovery plan will be developed to safely remove the vehicle from the river. The whereabouts of the vehicle's occupants also unknown. Residents from the Hoopa Valley and surrounding communities are getting free eye exams this week and prescription glasses if they need them. Eye experts are volunteering their time and resources to make sure residents don't go without valuable eye testing. Earlier in the week, a team of nine doctors examined 230 adults and found that all but eight or nine do in fact need glasses. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.